Pages 8 and 9. The Time Travellers. Back in time again. 2. Read and listen to the story to check your answers.
The children went into the class and they sat down.
Why did we have to come back in time for a science lesson?
Complained Patrick.
I don't like science.
Mr. Davis, the science teacher, walked in and started to explain.
Today, we're going to do some experiments with liquids and powders. And I want you to follow my instructions very carefully.
Alex and Phoebe looked at each other.
This is strange,
said Alex.
Yes,
Phoebe agreed.
And look at the date. It's the 1st of April. That's the same day that we started our time travelling.
Mr. Davis told the children to put on their aprons and safety goggles.
What are we going to do?
Said Alex.
I'm worried that it's all going to happen again. We're going to have an accident and the yellow light is going to appear.
Not if we do things differently,
answered Phoebe.
Last time, Patrick knocked the water over, so we got the experiment all wrong. We can't let that happen again.
How are we going to stop it?
Asked Patrick.
Easy. You're not going to do any of the experiments,
answered Phoebe.
That's not fair,
Patrick protested.
It's boring doing nothing.
The children went back to their desks.
Sit there,
Phoebe said to Patrick.
And don't touch anything.
Patrick sat down and he took off his goggles. Alex and Phoebe started doing the experiments. They did the experiment which made the brick change colour. And then they did the next one, which made the brick get bigger.
OK, time for the last experiment,
said Alex.
Let's read the instructions very carefully.
They mixed the blue powder, the orange powder, and the right amount of green powder. Then they carefully measured the green liquid, and they put the mixture down on the desk. Just then, Mr. Davis came up to them.
Everything okay?
He asked.
Yes,
said Phoebe.
We're fine.
Excellent,
said Mr. Davis. And then he looked at Patrick.
Stop fiddling with your safety goggles and put them on, please.
Patrick started to put his goggles on, but they went flying up into the air and hit the big jar of blue powder at the front of the shelf above the desk. The jar fell over and all the powder started to fall down into the mixture on the desk below.
Oh dear,
said Patrick. Suddenly, there was a big explosion.
Oh no! What have you done?
Shouted Phoebe.
I'm sorry,
answered Patrick.
It was an accident.
At that moment, the yellow light appeared and started to glow. The children looked at each other.
Shall we?
Phoebe started to say. Alex looked into the light and then back at his friends.
What will happen if...
They all knew what they had to do. Together, they walked into the light. They were gone in a flash.